It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. As the heat of July blazes on, we've been talking with some of the hosts at our sister station, 91.3 WYEP, about the music of the summer. They each answered the questions, what makes for a great summer jam, and what new music are you listening to this summer? For WYEP afternoon mix host Rosemary Welsh, a summer jam is about sense of place and time. Listen to her review of a new album with an old twist.
When it comes to summertime jams, I like to go back a lot and find those just gems, those wonderful soul songs that I grew up with in the 60s and the beginning of the 1970s. And I recently discovered something very cool. I also like Brazilian music, particularly in the summertime when it's hot and you're sweating. Well, I discovered a record that connects these two things. It's called The Brazil Connection, and it's this wonderful project that was put together by the Berman Brothers, their production team, where they took the original masters of incredible soul ballads like Bill Withers and Aretha Franklin and Marvin Gaye and Billie Holiday, and they brought in Brazilian musicians to put either bossa nova or samba rhythms under those great vocals, and it's a wonderful record that marries two perfect worlds together.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
One of the examples of the songs on here that I really love a lot is the Isley Brothers. You know, because you listen to the Isley Brothers, it's really hard to sit still. You want to get up, you want to move around, especially when you're hearing a song like It's Your Thing. And when you hear that put to, you know, the rhythms of this great South American country, there is just something magical that happens. And if you're sitting down and listening to it, then I question, maybe you need to hydrate. You need to do something because you should be on your feet by now.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
It's often said that in the spring, you know, the sap starts rising, but by the time you've hit the summertime, the sap is a-boiling. It's a time when people like to get it on, you know. It's like, come on, it's the summertime. You take off as much clothing as you can in public, you're taking a look around, you see other people, and you start thinking thoughts like, well, Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing starts popping up, and boy, you put that to a little Brazilian rhythm, and you've got the rhythm going on.
Healing is something that's good for me. Whenever blue teardrops are falling, and my emotional.
And sometimes in the summertime, you need to lay back a little bit. You know, you might have already been dancing to the Isley Brothers and maybe grooving a little bit on that Marvin Gaye, and it's time for a little relaxation. Think about Aretha Franklin, that beautiful song, Walk On By, but remixed, so it's got this brand new edge to it. It's fabulous.
I just can't get over losing you and showing the scene.
You know, there's nothing about the song Walk On By that's specifically about summer, but for me, why it's a summer song, I remember hearing that originally on the radio when I was a little girl, and I had a shirt that had the trimming on it matched the trimming on my shorts because it was summertime. So to me, it's summertime. It's a summertime song because it's indelibly printed into my brain as being a summertime song when I was running around playing and hearing that in the background. And then, of course, Sly and the Family Stone, A Family Affair. Slow that down just a little bit, and you get this. By the time Family Affair was on the radio, I was a little bit older. I was probably doing things like roller skating and hearing that, like, blasting out of people's cars going by. And so once again, you know, it's about a sense of place and it's a sense of time. That's why it's a summertime song. It's not explicitly about summertime. It's really about the environment that it came out of. It's about the kind of emotion it creates. The rest of this album, I like how they use their imagination to create these great, almost danceable songs out of songs that you never would have thought about were danceable. For example, Take Five, Dave Brubeck and Carmen McRae.
It'd be better not to be so polite. You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now. It's all right. Just take five.
Andy Williams. I know whenever I say Andy Williams, you're not thinking, let's get to the dance floor. But that might change if you listen to this record.
The boys wants the girls while the girls wants the boys who watch the girls go by.
The Brazilian Connection, this record, if you love classic soul, you're going to love this. But I'll tell you what, the musicians on this record, too. I mean, they didn't just pull anybody into the studio. They went through the list of the best Brazilian artists, and they got them into the studio. And you're getting the best of both worlds. And I highly recommend this. If you know the music, it's a reintroduction to it. If you don't know the music, then you've got something fantastic to be introduced to.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
That was 91.3 WYEP Afternoon Mix host Rosemary Welsh reviewing the new album, The Brazilian Connection, for our Songs of the Summer series. Hear about more classic summer songs and new jams to listen for throughout July and August from the hosts at our sister station, WYEP. Essential Pittsburgh will continue after this break on 90.5 WESA.